शांति। ओम शांति। टुडे वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग डे ऑफ रिमेम्बरेंस, स्मृति दिवस। The importance of this day is that Baba becomes actually present here in everyone's heart. Baba says that open the temple, the heart temple of everyone. See what picture you will see today. The light of Shiva Baba, an image of Brahma Baba, and the feeling today is Abba himself actually said that I was recalling Baba has actually, today is the day of celebration of crowning ceremony. When there is someone departs, there is a feeling of some loss. But Baba says, I hand over everything to you children and will all my powers, the willpower and whatever specialities, skills, wisdom Brahma Baba achieved by following Shrimat in practical form at every step in thoughts, words, actions. This willpower in your life is used here in the golden age. The crown is given to one, Sir Lakshmi Narayan, and Baba gives the crown to all of children, to everyone, and that is the crown of responsibility of continue the task. If some parent's property or parent's profession is there, what is the duty of the children? To continue it and glorify and present what the parents had. And here Baba is with us as well, but at the same time has given the crown of responsibility. The crown of purity and prosperity then we develop with Shiva Baba's blessings, power, wisdom, practical actions and purity. But this power which we receive, it is given by Brahma Baba, being an example and practical surrendering, it is just giving us willing in our name. So it is the day of opening your will, what is called my will in your name, and you will remain always successful. It is properties willed to you, so enjoy it, experience it and use it. These were Baba's versions that are echoing in the mind. So crowning ceremony, three crowns, the crown of light, the crown of golden aged kingdom, but this is the crown of responsibility that Baba gives at this time. The lighthouse and might house, might of the Almighty and light, angelic light, of being free from all bondage and burden, like Brahma Baba, the angelic light. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I think the homework that Madhuban has shared with us every single day from Dadiji's class and the Murali of the first I think that has been, I speak personally, it's been a very beautiful preparation for the 18th. Sometimes we think about preparation as being 1 or 2 days, but this time it's been 17 days of preparation. And so the presence of Baba is very real, as Didi was saying. It's been that for me also. And today's Murali, Baba's wanting us to become perfect on a Laukik level. Every parent wants the child to be even higher in social terms than they had achieved. They will educate the child, they will give the child whatever they have so that the child can move upwards. And here, Baba has done the same. Baba has become an angel, but Baba wants all of us to become the Avyakt angel also. And so it's a very special January, 54 years. How come those memories are still so strong? And it's because we've been evoking those memories, not just in January, but many other times through the year. And so we've been evoking Baba, we've been hearing the songs like you heard just now that was invoking Baba, Baba, it's time for you to come again. So we can feel Baba's presence. And through that presence and power that Baba's giving us, Baba's giving us the assurance, the guarantee that yes, definitely, we will become those angels that have been remembered. Not just in scriptures, but in so many different ways in all traditions. If it was just one angel, Brahma Baba, that would be different. And yes, there's always someone who's leading the band of angels. They always show one special angel at the front. But the band of angels has to get ready. And it really is time to be able to serve in an unlimited way, because that's the need of the hour. And so today, special day of blessings, special day of becoming Avyakt and feeling that Avyakt stage ourselves. I don't want anyone else from here to fly off. We've had so many departures in the last month, so I'm not talking about going to the subtle region and staying there, but definitely to be able to bring that Avyakt feeling here and experience it here. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
We're so fortunate to be here, to be in this setting and to be celebrating Baba's Day together. And like has been said, I also feel Baba very close. And just recently Baba said, I give subtle help to my children. And I just realize so often how much help Baba's giving to all of us. And very particular hands-on help. Baba is very involved in our lives. And whether we came in the Sarkar days or Avyakt days or after, still Baba has the same commitment to be close to the children and to give that subtle help. And so I'm so grateful that Baba's promise that I will be with you till the very end. And Baba is really, of course, fulfilling that promise. And so we have to give the return of that, I feel. Om Shanti, thank you.
Just a couple of things. One, that there are some who didn't receive the Amrit Vela Toli and the booklet, which is the preparation for the day for you to use and read it, use it, write it, work with it. It'll give you an idea about what the different places have been, the pilgrimage places that have been created here and how to take benefit from those. So that will be given in the different Murali, in the different classes after Murali, Tamil class in the seminar room, English Murali in the conference hall, and the Hindi Murali here. So please stay and receive all of that, and also the Bhog. The theme for Baba's Day is being an Avyakt angel, which is in line with the global Bhati. So I'm sure you'll enjoy that. And just a general idea of the program for today. After Murali, Bhog for everyone. And then you can, if you're staying here, if you're going home and coming back, that's fine. But if you're here, you can experiment with all the different pilgrimage places. And then we gather together here at 10 o'clock, because then we'll be beginning our official program, which includes a video, time for reflection. Sister Philippa is going to be interviewing Didi and myself, and then offering of Bhog. And 12 o'clock we'll have Brahma Bhojan downstairs in the dining room and also the seminar room. And then 1 o'clock is the Avyakt transmission. So lunch is early so that we can all be free to be here for the transmission. And this evening there'll be a special meditation in the conference hall from 7 to 8 p.m. So I won't go into the detail of what's happening. It'll be an adventure for you to see how it all unfolds.